welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. So, I'm sitting here, recording right now. Got kind of everything in front of me here, kind of got my mental notes here, with this, got my hand sanitizer in front of me right now in case I need to do a squirt a little bit on my hands while I'm talking about my subjects, on today's show. You know, I'm prepared, guys. You guys have no idea. I'm a very prepared individual, and I've even got my Jim Beam honey whiskey here to take a little swig of joy and sweet happiness if I wanted to right now. But this is a family show, so I'm not going to be doing any of that over the airwaves here. I said airwaves like I'm on the radio, over the podcast waves. But yeah, thanks for coming back again, listening to another episode of The Stuff podcast show. I am Ian Walker here with another episode for you guys this week. I have a few things I'm going to be talking about this week, a little bit more Rona virus craziness that's happening. I'm going to be talking about that just a little bit more. I'm not going to go too deep into it. I'm actually going to try to save the Roro virus conversation for when I bring on my co-host. Yes, in the future, in a few weeks, hopefully I plan on bringing back DJ Centrum Silver, aka my girl Rocky. She was on the show last season. In the last couple of episodes when I started having a few co-hosts on, and it was a blast. So she's definitely down to do it again. So I'm going to have that conversation. I'm going to bring her on the show, and her and I will be rocking it together, doing another awesome show. So I'm going to save some of that coronavirus talk for both of us, just to see where her head's at with this whole thing. Because, you know, I know my head is in a certain place, but I want to keep that keep that to myself a little bit until that time. But yeah, Rocky's going to be joining me again. I'm looking forward to that. I got another co-host that was supposed to join me. Right now, she's about to pop with a baby, so I'm leaving her alone for a little bit. I'm gonna let her sort that out and get into mommyhood with that situation and leave her alone for a little bit. But I'm hoping to get her on before the end of the season. And if not, then I'll have her on most likely during the fifth season of the show. But we'll see how that goes. So that being said, I'm also going to be talking about my MMOs that I've been playing. I've been getting back into gaming a little bit lately. So I've been playing Final Fantasy XI once again. It's one of my favorite massive multiplayer online games. And I'm going to talk about that for a little bit, as well as some other subjects that come to the wind, you know. Of course, things are always on the Twitterverse, always on the internets that capture my attention. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. So again, I appreciate you guys taking a listen. Hope you guys are ready to get on the show, get on the road. No, what am I saying? I'm like totally messing that statement up. People probably listening in the car right now like, God, Ian, what the what? Okay, so if you guys are ready, let's get this show on the road. There it is. So one of my favorite, most beloved games I started playing again after quite some time was a game called Final Fantasy XI. Now, Final Fantasy XI, for those of you guys who don't know, this game came out in 2002. And that was a hard game. That was a hard game to play. I mean, you really had to be stinking committed in order to succeed in that game. And one of the things that I like to do always in these games, in MMOs in general, is I like to try to figure out a way to make a lot of money. You know, I have a hard time doing it in real life. I figure in a game, I can go ahead and do, fulfill that fantasy sort of, you know what I mean? So, and it's funny because recently Square Enix had come out with a package to where you can get the entire game, okay? That means all the expansions, everything like that, for like $10. And it's funny because I found it on an ad on Instagram when I was scrolling and perusing. And it's like, hey, what, return to Vanadil for $10? And I'm like, I guess I'm going to come back to Vanadil for $10. Why wouldn't I? You know, I can't leave the house. I'm self-quarantined over the weekend. So why not go to Vanadil again? Actually, this happened way before the quarantine, but you know what I'm saying? I took advantage of the offer. And every time MMOs come out, like an MMO I've never played before, something that I might be interested in, every time they have like some kind of promotion going, I tend to do it because I like to check out new games without having to pay for them if I don't have to. And if I like the game, then I might invest in it. If not, then I don't. And if it's a game that's extremely cool and I find that this game might be an addiction, I don't buy it either because, quite frankly, I don't have the time. And ever since I've come back to Final Fantasy XI, I only restrict myself to playing the game only on weekends because that's the most time that I have to really sit down and commit to playing the game. So ever since I've been back, it's been totally cool, totally awesome. Me and some friends that play Dungeons and Dragons together, we get on and play. They haven't been on lately as much. I don't know why, but I'm sure they're doing some other things. They're playing their own games and all that. But I don't know. When it comes to this game, I tend to like to play more solo anyways. If I feel like I've got to wait for people, it feels like it slows down the game. So, and especially with Final Fantasy, I mean, there's so much stuff to do in this game and why it's so stinking awesome. This is one of the games that I played before World of Warcraft came out. And I literally maxed out all the professions. They have this cool system in place called Synthesis where you can make your own items and you can sell them on an auction house. I mean, the game literally has its own in-game economy. It's got, you know, it's got skills that you can learn pretty much like your own job. You know, you can make jewelry, you can make woodworking stuff. You even have your own house where you can decorate your house, literally. And every time you put things in that house, it gives you more storage space. So when I played back then, I mean, I had all the positions, I had all the jobs. So I had all kinds of stuff in my house. And it was really, really cool. I literally had a table full of potted plants on it and everything. And I mean, I was going ham in that game. And I maxed out most, if not all of my professions, because that was the thing that I enjoyed the most were the professions in the game. So I was a good fisherman. You could fish in the game. You can make jewelry. Let me see. You can make woodworking. You do jewelry making. You could make scrolls, you could cook in the game, and all the food that you eat had different buffs and stats and everything like that. So it helped you in the game. And, you know, you had this thing where you would have your characters, right? You have your main character that's leveled up really high and does all of the main adventuring stuff. You gather all the materials for you. And then you send it to another character that you make, which is called a mule. Now this mule, for all intents and purposes, is a mule that will carry all of your things for you. You know, all of your supplies, all of your gear, all of that stuff. So what you would do, or what I would do, or all the characters I played, what you would do is you would get on your, you transfer all your materials to your mule. You make the stuff on your main guy who had all the buff skills. Then you transfer and send that stuff to a mule. And how you sent it was in the game. They had like this in-game mail system. So you could send it between characters as long as they were on the same server. Okay. You send it to your mule. And then your mule will set up shop. And he'd sit down in front of an area. Most preferably, you want to sit down in front of an auction house or in front of the apartments, as it were. They call Mog houses in Final Fantasy, but they, you know, it would, you would sit there. And when people would walk by, they would go through your bazaar. You would set up shop. You'd go through your bazaar and check out stuff that you had for sale. And I would make money hand over fist. It was too cool. It was so much fun. And literally, I would sit there. I would, when I was addicted to the game, I would go on. I would play through, level up my guy, gather materials, right? And then when I go to sleep at night, this is the level of obsession of this is, guys. It's ridiculous. I would go to bed, but before I went to bed, I would set up my mule to sit in the city the entire night I was sleeping. So when I woke up in the morning, I had thousands of dollars in gil. The gil is the in-game currency in the game, gold or gil. But I would have thousands of dollars, and the goal was to get rid of all of my products, sell everything I had. And every morning, every day, I would repeat that process. If I had to work, I would go to work and I would leave my mule, sat up there, fully stocked every single day. I mean, it was an obsession. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Same thing I would do in my other RPGs I would play too. World of Warcraft, you didn't do that much. I mean, there was that concept. They had an auction house. They had all of those things. But you couldn't sit and sell your items on a mule for a long period of time. You only could depend on the auction house, which is what I ended up figuring out and getting good at that as well. But, I mean, thinking about everything that I was doing, that game brought back so many memories. And it's a game that really, you know, had a special place in my heart, because it was one of my very first massive multiplayer online role-playing games that I've ever played and that I really enjoyed. I mean, I love Final Fantasy. I love the stories. And what's funny is I still never went through the entire story of the game. This is one game that I didn't do that because there's so much to it. And I'm figuring hopefully maybe this time, because I'm more, I mean, I still like the crafting. I'm still going back through that myself. But I'm still kind of, you know, focusing on leveling and trying to go through the story. I might actually do that this time, if I decide to invest time into it. Again, I don't have the obsession with games like I used to before. Right now, it's just more, really more of a casual hobby. So even since I've returned, I haven't dedicated that much time for it, because I only play on the weekends. And I'm trying to be very strict and disciplined with that, because during the week, I got too much stuff to do. I'm working on my productivity journal project. I'm working, you know, on trying to teach myself some new skills, you know, and there's too much stuff to do, you know? So I want to try to be more productive and sit down for hours and hours playing games. It's just not productive. Okay. It's not, it's a waste of time. Don't pay my bills. You know, no, don't do that. But I still enjoy, you know, playing them every once in a while. So that's kind of my escape, you know. Going back and doing some, I guess you would say, not research on Final Fantasy, but the game has changed so much since the last time I had played it. Before, you would have to depend on other people to party up with you and get into a party and beat up monsters and kill monsters and stuff in order to level up in the game. Well, now since you come back, they have this new system now where you can collect these scrolls, which allow you to call allies to your side that will fight alongside you, who are around the same level as you are. And they call them trusts, I believe. And it is cool, which now enables you to play the entire game solo if you wanted to. Super cool. And I enjoy that thoroughly. It takes away really a lot of the wasting of the time, because when I played this game before in the past, you could sometimes literally sit up for hours waiting in a specific area trying to find a party in order to get into so that you can level up your guy. And it was dog eat dog, man. It was Final Fantasy XI was not for the faint of heart. It really wasn't. You had to really enjoy the tactical aspects of the game, all the intricacies of it. And I did. I really did. And now it's a lot easier. And I think this now, the way the game is now, fits my mode of play style. Because since I don't have the time to be as committed to the game as I used to be, the new system of playing how everything works now is so much better and it's so much more convenient because I could get on for a few hours. I can call up my guys, my allies next to me. I could play. I can level up a bunch of levels, get some materials and stuff like that, and then get off and be good. You know, totally do it. And now with this self-imposed quarantine measure, you know, that they're doing, you know, playing games like this is going to be a lot easier, you know? So I'm sure all you gamers out there who are listening right now, you know, can probably understand that. And that's something I definitely recommend, you know? Final Fantasy is just a great series of games that Square Enix has put out for years and years since I was a kid. And it's something I definitely recommend. So I will go ahead and check it out. There's a rumor that's going around that they are based on the Final Fantasy remake that's coming out in April. They have decided that they want to go ahead and remake Final Fantasy XI as well, which I think is kind of cool. Although it is, I would like to see it. I wouldn't mind seeing it. However, it's almost like a thing where it's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I don't know if this game deserves the Final Fantasy VII remake treatment, but you know, we'll see. I probably might check it out. I might play it. What it will do, I believe it will create a resurgence of the game because Final Fantasy XI is a really beloved game. Ever since Final Fantasy has tried to come out with other MMOs, I don't think it has reached the success and popularity as XI has. And a lot of people haven't stuck with it as long as that. Final Fantasy XIV is on the PlayStation 4. I actually had the game. I have the game. I don't play it very much. And there's something about it that's just very repetitive. I think it's a little too much. And I don't know, maybe because it's on a console, it's a little bit different. I'm not used to that. I like playing MMOs on computers. And maybe that's the reason why I probably couldn't get into it as much. But I don't know, I just didn't feel it as much as I did as I did Final Fantasy XI. You know, so I hardly ever play the game. So, you know, it's just sitting up there, just collecting, just sitting. You know, not doing nothing. But Final Fantasy XI, boy, I can go in there for hours. The graphics are super simple. So now, the way computers are made right now, the game runs flawlessly on my productivity laptop. I mean, it's like, it does it with no problem. So, you know, that's really cool too. So, you know, I like that a lot. I put up the post about this game on my Instagram page and on my Twitter, and I got a lot of feedback and a lot of comments from it showing that, you know, this game really did have a place in a lot of people's hearts. A lot of people played it and a lot of people remember it and spent a lot of time, playing this game. I mean, this was one of those MMOs that was a real game changer. And they did a really, really, really good job. Really good job. And I have a lot of fond memories playing it. Played with my ex-brother-in-law and everything like that. A lot of my friends played. My boy Dave from House of Darkner and Jive Talk and Darkner Minute. He and I would play, you know, pretty often too. And it was just cool. It was really cool. It was really fun. And I enjoyed it. I asked this question already online and I would like to throw the question out to those of you guys who are listening. What is an MMO that you guys, always seem to go back to when either you don't got a lot going on or something like that? It kind of go back to like a bad relationship. What is one of those, what mass multiplayer online RPG do you return to that is like your go-to? Or that gives you, you know, just fond memories of gaming in general. You know, I like to get you guys' answers on that. Leave a message with me on Instagram. Send me an email, stuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Instagram, The Stuff Podcast Show, you know, wherever. If you're listening on Anchor, go ahead and leave me a voice message. I like to hear from you. I like to know what MMOs you like to play, or not, and not only ones that you just go back to. I mean, what MMOs just do you enjoy playing? You know, when you have that spare time, you know, what is something that really captures your attention, and what about it captures your attention? I know for me, it was story, it was graphics, it was just the complexity of it was just enough to keep my attention for an extremely long time. And I think when WoW came out, it was so different and so new, and the graphics were so much different that, and also too, the time that it took to level up and do more was so much less. I don't know. There was just a different vibe with 11. I mean, with World of Warcraft than it was with Final Fantasy 11, you know. So the time commitment was a lot different in Final Fantasy 11 than it was in the World of Warcraft. So let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you guys, you know, go back to. And how do you guys feel about Final Fantasy 11 getting its own physical makeover? You know, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Okay. So your boy was on Twitter once again this week. And again, you guys know how much I love Twitter. You know, I'm starting to get a little bit more active in it, you know, by saying my opinions and stuff like that, but I don't get as involved as much as usual people do. But once again, this week, there was a post that came up, and again, I had to respond, and it was so good that I decided that I need to put it on this week's episode and talk about it and get some opinions on it. So we came to one of the, you know, scrolling down, looking at some of the stories, some of the water cooler Twitter talk, if you will. And one young lady here online, by the name of P.E. Lawson, she mentioned, if you happen to be listening to this podcast right now, Ms. Lawson, I let you know that I was going to talk about it. And so here it is. And I hope you enjoy it. So what was said was, she said she ordered some flowers to be delivered for her boyfriend tomorrow. This was actually earlier today. Just to let him know I appreciate him. My friends basically sharted all on it and said it's ridiculous to get a man flowers. Now my anxiety's through the roof and I feel like an idiot. Fellas, let me tell you something. I would be so flattered and feel so loved and wanted if a woman even thought to give me a piece of sour grass, okay? Y'all know what sour grass is. That's that real spicy lemonade, sour lemonade weed that grows up in your yard with the yellow flowers on it. You know, the cats pee on and everything. You know, the reason why you didn't get sick when you was from the ages of 7 to 9. You know, because that stuff is so nasty and dank that you built up an immunity to it and you never got sick for like 3 years because you were sitting there chewing on it like some hay and, you know, puckering up because it was sour. That's sour grass. Okay. I would be grateful if a woman I had did that for me. But, you know, if I get a girlfriend and she buys me flowers, y'all, flowers, man, I cry like a punk. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd be like, yeah, she loves me so much. Yeah. You know, I'd be in that. I would be so about that. And that would make me as a man want to do more for her. It's so rare these days for ladies to do nice things for their men, I think. And it's because of the social stigmas that are behind it. or the and here I am. I don't want to sound like a little activist or some kind of SJW person. Nah, I'm saying the wrong thing. I don't want to sound like one of those types of people, you know, talking about gender norms and all this here stuff, because that's not what this podcast is. However, because of those type of things, you know, like men aren't supposed to cry. Men aren't supposed to get flowers. Men aren't supposed to, you know, whatever, you know, and only women are supposed to get those things. Men only buy women flowers. Men only do that. You know what? You know, every once in a while, though I do agree with some of that stuff, it is good every once in a while to send your man some flowers. Be like, hey, what's wrong with a dude liking some flowers, man? Ain't nothing wrong with flowers. In fact, I'll tell you something. There was a point in time where I actually had my own roses in my own backyard. It was awesome. It was really cool. I taught myself how to take care and trim roses in the back. I had red roses, I had yellow roses, I had orange roses. I even had white roses. And the last person that was in the apartment had the rose bushes, and they just knew I was going to tear them up. I sure did not. I took care of those roses. Them roses was awesome. And I enjoyed them very much. So I like me some roses. I like flowers. Flowers are beautiful. God's creation, y'all. You know, what man wouldn't appreciate that? Okay. So, I mean, what that was pretty much was just a result of her friends, in my opinion, not knowing how to treat their man. Okay. Just going with the normal stuff. Okay. I cook for him. I give him sex every once in a while. So that should be good enough. You know, every once in a while, we like some things that's a little bit out the box. You know, we appreciate those type of things. You send me a poppy seed. Send me a sunflower or something, you know. Send me an orchid. You know what I'm saying? Something different. You know, something new, something fresh. Talk about keeping a relationship fresh. Send a dude some flowers. Send him a bouquet of flowers and a cool looking vase. And if you worried if they look too girly or if it looks girly, send it in a manly looking vase. You know, that's fine. And trust me, dudes who get those things appreciate it. Okay. And looking down at the comments, there were so many people who were just like, oh, your friends are jealous. That is so not cool. You know, there were other men who were commenting on it, saying, you know, how got their experiences when their women bought them flowers for them, you know, and how much they appreciated. Men actually like getting flowers. So as a tip for you ladies out there, you think about doing something different for your man, get him some flowers, you know? And it, trust me, as much as mushy as he is out on the, as macho as he is out on the exterior, even if he doesn't like flowers, let's just say he is the man's man, okay? And he doesn't like flowers. The very fact that you made the gesture to go out and do something for him, aside from the norm, that was a little bit different, to show appreciation, is something that he's going to remember and definitely appreciate. And there's nothing wrong with it, okay? Nothing wrong with it. And any guy that's like, no woman's going to buy me flowers, well, man, you got some issues. Okay, because that is a grand gesture that should be appreciated. I told old girl too. I had to comment. I told old girl she needs to practice some social distancing, probably from her friends, because you know anyone that willingly wants to ridicule you for wanting to show appreciation to your husband, your boyfriend, to anyone in general, and then place a stigma or their opinions on you because of that, they deserve some space, you know? And that is unfortunately someone who's jealous, apparently. That's all that was. It's just pure jealousy. Either they've never had a guy that was good enough to do that with, or, you know, or they're just unfortunately selfish and don't know the meaning of giving, you know, not having a real understanding of what a relationship is. Two-way street, back and forth, 50-50, partnership, you know, they obviously don't understand that, you know, these are the ones, might be some type of ladies that just want to take, you know, so then when they had an idea of one of their friends saying, hey, I want to give something to my boyfriend because I appreciate him, I want to do it through flowers. The one way she knows how, because she's obviously, you know, gotten them from him, right? Then you got her friends that are doing that to her. Nah, y'all need to go somewhere. She needs to give them some space. That's something I would do for sure. And she's only responding and reciprocating in kind in regard to how she's been treated. So obviously she's being treated very, very well by her current boyfriend. So, and her friends don't appreciate that much. They're probably a little bit envious, a lot of jealousy going on. So in order to show that, they're just, you know, tearing her down and tearing down her idea. There's no good reason why she should feel anxiety for wanting to do something kind and nice for someone she loves and cares about. It's absolutely wrong. It's terrible. Do you fellas like flowers out there? Am I the only sensitive dude out here that likes that likes flowers? You know, that likes just appreciative gestures? Like that, I like it because it's so far out the box. It's different. Yeah, men don't get flowers. They don't. But it's different, and it's cool. And it's kind of just like, oh. And I'm the type of person that really enjoys, like, mementos in general, or things that associate a memory to them. I actually have a memory box of all the gifts that mean a lot to me, or a lot of objects that have special value to me. I have a photo box that I keep those things in, and they serve as memories. When I go back through them and I look at them, I know exactly when that memory was. And actually, as I think about it, my ex-wife actually got me flowers once. Now that I think about it, she got me flowers once, and it was, I didn't know how to react because I didn't, again, never had it before. It was different. Not gonna lie, but I really appreciated it. I thought it was the sweetest thing. And I think it was white flowers or something like that. And I remember taking the petal, and I remember taking it and putting it in one of, you know, once the flowers die, because after a while they did die. But I remember taking some of the petals and putting them in my memory box. It's a beautiful gesture. It's kind. And there's no good reason why she should be made to feel, you know, anxiety over doing something like that. You know, so if you listen to Miss Lawson, I believe your name was. I'm sorry if I got it wrong. If you listen, give your friend some space. They need some time to reflect. They need some time to really think about what they've said and what they've done, and maybe reflect on their own relationships. You know, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to treat your friends, but one thing I do suggest is some social distancing, not only for the coronavirus, but also for your sake as well. You know, you don't need haters. No haters allowed in this piece. Okay. So keep doing you, boo-boo, and good on you for taking care of your man and, you know, showing him some appreciation. That's a great thing. What do you guys think about this? Do you guys think men like flowers? Do you guys think that men should get some love and attention and affection? Do you think that was a good thing? Do you think her friends were right? I mean, there might be some of you who's listening to this right now and be like, yeah, her friends are right. You shouldn't be getting no man no flowers. That's fine. That's your opinion. I don't agree with it, but that's your opinion. Do you feel that way, though? I'd like to know if you do. No shame, no disrespect here. But I like to know if there's some on the other side of the camp that feel the opposite direction. I think it's a good thing. So, yeah, take care of your men, take care of each other, and happiness shall ensue. I guarantee. Oh no, y'all! This Ro-Ro is a hot topic. It's Ro-Ro. That's the name I would give to the coronavirus. I call it Ro-Ro, or that Ro, or that Rona. That Rona virus. It's getting a little crazy out there, guys. I mean, it's getting really, really scary. I just wanted to do this segment to kind of, I didn't think I was going to talk. I didn't want to go into a full on, huge segment about coronavirus, because there's a lot more that I want to talk about with DJ Syndrome Silver, aka Michael Rocky, when she comes on the podcast soon. But I felt like I had to talk about it, talk a little bit about it, because this thing is starting to get out of hand, y'all. I mean, people going into the stores, just emptying out stores, man. You know, getting rid of buying up all the toilet paper, like Corona, like that Rona give you the Hershey squirts or something like that. You know, as soon as the news tell you something, boy, they're just like, people just going nuts. You know, the whole civilized attitude that we're supposed to have, everybody keep it calm, just goes out the window when people go on panic mode, don't it? You know, someone say, hey, make sure you have enough toilet paper for yourself for at least 14 days. They go into Costco and buy like 3 pallets of toilet paper. You know, what kind of sense does that make? I mean, what? Coronavirus don't make you go boo-boo. Like, what? I don't understand. What's going on, y'all? What you doing? Hey, this is bananas. This is ridiculous. Now, this is something that, you know, you're taking serious. The World Health Organization's like, you know what? Yes, this is an official pandemic. You need to be careful. You gotta, you know, do all the things. But like I said last week, y'all, wash your hands, wash your butt. I mean, it's that simple. And now, though, what's starting to be the case is that they're finding that a lot of the younger ones who aren't at risk for getting severely sick, well, they can still possibly get sick, but they'll get over it. But the thing is that they'll carry it, and they can get older ones sick, whether it be children or whether it be elderly, because the immune systems are a lot weaker. And here in California, they've imposed a self-quarantine situation to where if you feel an inkling of what you think might be that Rona, you need to stay home. And I think that's smart. I personally think it should be a little bit more extensive, honestly, and this is just me. I would just force a straight nationwide lockdown, but that would probably drive people into more of a panic. But, you know, it seems like other countries have been doing it, and it's worked out in their favor. A lot less cases are starting to pop up of the virus, you know, showing up everywhere. But something's got to be done. But also, too, you know, it's not so much the virus itself that's scaring people, but it's the reaction of the people having this, you know, once they hear the information. And again, the media doesn't help with the fear mongering either. You know, they really doesn't. You know, you got news reports literally every 5 minutes stating the same information over and over again and just causing more of an uproar than is necessary. And it's not cool, you know. And it's become a place that's unsafe. The thing that gets me is when you have, you know, the elderly, they're trying to prepare themselves, you know, going out to these stores. And, you know, they're not being cared about. They're not being cared for. You know, they're not being taken care of. And they're having to be out in this pandemonium. They're tired, and they're having to deal with all of this. It's uncool. You know, and it's really a shame as to what kind of true colors are being shown by people, you know, people who you at first may think are decent, you know, just nice people, you know, act a certain way once ish hits the fan. And it's a sad thing to see. It's a sad state of affairs, in my opinion. And the way this whole thing is being handled, it's just all kinds of bad. But what I wanted to say was, you know, just use common sense during this time. You know, don't go into places where, you know, there's a lot of people. There's a big thing called social distancing that's happening right now that a lot of the doctors, the CDC, World Health Organization is suggesting, where, you know, if you're just with your roommates and your family, just stick with them. Try not to go outside and interact with a lot of people. Don't go to sporting events. Don't go on vacations. Don't do anything right now that's going to bolster this disease even more than it needs to be, you know. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that just are making the decision not to listen. And that, again, is just the world's selfishness at work. And it's an unfortunate state of affairs. hopefully people will start to listen. And as things start to get a little bit more serious and much worse, as unfortunately I believe they will get more worse before it gets better, maybe they'll start listening and just hope by that time it's not too late, you know? But yeah, right now, on the internet, you got all kinds of things. I do appreciate the memes and the funny, you know, gestures. Even I myself kind of, you know, get involved in the humor part of it, because I think it's a good idea to have a little bit humor during this time, because if you can't laugh about the situation or find some humor into it, you're going to get yourself in a situation where you are just constantly, you know, living in fear, and you're just going to be scared all the time. So it was good to break it up every once in a while with a little bit of humor to see the funny side of things. I did it with my TikTok. I made a little dumb little TikTok and I'm just washing my hands, you know, it's something, you know. You got one of my favorite memes that I saw was like, even during the coronavirus, they won't even touch vegan meat, you know, vegan products. all the meats and everything was all gone, completely empty, but all the vegan products were still there, you know. On Twitter too. Oh, here I go again with that Twitter. There was one girl who was on there and just got on top of this soapbox of, you know what, you guys are going to the store buying toilet paper and buying canned goods, but none of you guys are buying fruits and vegetables and things that's going to help you fight this disease. That's why you guys have bad health and all this blah, 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 da, da, da. Okay. That might be true on the outset before the outbreak happened. But they told you to get perishable food items, non-perishable food items, canned goods, food that's going to last you for more than 14 days. Because now they went from 2 weeks to now possibly 3 weeks as a possibility. Some places a whole month. Okay. So you can't go outside. You can't do nothing. And you sitting there in the house trying to be on your high horse, eating celery and mushrooms and stuff, and then a week goes by and you done ate all that stuff up, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Yeah, that spam gonna start looking real good to you, girl. Gonna start looking real good. Or you gonna wish you had them cans of beans, but you sat up there and ate some broccoli and some mushrooms, and all that stuff is now bad or all gone because you done ate it in 3 days, because that stuff don't fill you up, okay? You need beans. You know, you need grains. This is when carbs are your friend, okay? So get off your high horse, little girl, you know? And people were roasting this poor little girl, too. They was like, you know what? If you take it off now, we'll pretend we didn't see it. We'll let you go. I was riling. I was dying laughing. It was funny. But it's a trip how people become health experts all of a sudden during these times. You know, the media wants to portray a certain attitude and telling people what they should and shouldn't do. I'm personally just an advocate at just common sense and just being nice. Make sure you read your information. Make sure you find out everything you can. Okay. And according to your situation, do accordingly. That's it. And get that hand sanitizer too. Get that on point. Okay. Who cares if it makes your hands hard and ashy? Trust me, you'll get a pass. Nobody's going to clown you, okay? You're good. You're good this time around. You're good at least for a month. You can walk around with ashy hands. Because, in fact, if your hands aren't ashy, then I'm going to wonder if you got that Ro-Ro, okay? You got that Ro-Ro if your hands ain't ashy, okay? If you come up to me and you don't smell like alcohol, we got a problem, okay? So I want all the bad stigmas to happen. That way that's how I know I'm safe. That's how I know I'm going to beat this thing. Okay. And the people around me, how I know they're safe. If you don't smell like vapor and alcohol, get away from me. You got that row. I don't need that row. I don't need your germs. I don't want it. Don't need it. Not today. Okay. So get in there, take them alcohol baths. Okay. You know, put on that vapor rub lotion, the menthol, get them cough drops in that piece. Do it. Do what you got to do, boo. Do you. Okay. Do you? With all them people out there talking about all this or nothing, I'm going to go out there and live my life. Miss me with all that. Miss me. I started taking this pretty serious. After I heard certain people giving advice on these things, there's certain sources that I listen to specifically, which made me kind of be like, oh, no. Oh, okay. This is something not to play with. Okay. And I started listening. Okay. I would say I'm probably more in the middle spectrum. I'm not too afraid of it. I'm not concerned about it either. I'm more cautious. I'm in the middle. I'm very cautious, you know. And again, for the consideration of other people, who cares what my opinion is of these? There are people out there who feel very strongly about it. So when I'm at work, you know, I straight up de-rona my section. I wipe down with the Clorox wipes. I get it all clean and great for the customers. Because by the way, State of California ain't going to let me go and stay home. You know, they're going to let up. They'd rather us get that ro-ro. So we got to do everything we can to be prepared and prevent it as we continue to deal with the public, unfortunately. Okay. So, you know, it is what it is. So I'm going to say to y'all, and I'm going to just wrap this up with this thought. Guys, just stay safe out there. Be smart and be considerate and be kind and listen to direction. It's that easy. It's not hard. Stay inside if you have to. Don't go out if you don't need to. And be reasonably prepared for what you need to do. That's it. That's it. That's it. Okay? That's it. So, anyways, hope you guys enjoyed. And thank you guys for taking a listen. You guys have been so kind, so patient, so loyal, so real, so ride or die. And I just want to show you guys my appreciation, tell you guys my appreciation for you guys that are still here, that are still with me every single week. And especially those of you who have been sitting patiently waiting during my hiatus. I had to take some time off for myself to figure out how I wanted to do everything. And come back to give you guys a quality show every single week, give you guys some kind of value about stuff that you guys want to hear me talk about. I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for not only being patient with me and waiting for me and still being here, but also for still taking the time out of your day to listen whenever that is, whether it be early in the morning, whether it's at the end of the day. You guys are here. And without you guys, I would not have a podcast to do. Well, lies. I would have a podcast to do. I would do the podcast. I just wouldn't have audience members listening. And so without you, I would have no audience, no platform to talk on. I'd just be me talking to myself like a crazy man. There are so many things that I have in the works right now that I'm working on. I do have my own personal side projects that I'm working on. But as I mentioned before, there are going to be t-shirts coming out very soon. I would love for you guys to support the show. And if you're down with the Stuff Podcast Show, I would love for you guys to support that. I will let you all know when that is coming about and when that is ready to go, as you guys will be the first to know. And I'd love to see your support. And I will be having a contest where I will be giving away these shirts once I make them out and available to everyone. So again, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the show today. Thank you for taking your time out again to listen to me and hear what I have to say every single week and just being there. I can't express how much I appreciate it, and you guys are the reason why I do what I do and why I keep doing what I do and why I love it so much. So, anyways, with that said, thanks again, and I will see you all next week on the Stuff Podcast Show.